Here it is, December 9th, Christmas, a little over 2 weeks away, and that means it's time for Cairo Radio's Holiday Magic. Every year at this time, we tell you about Treehouse, the local nonprofit which works to ensure that every foster child in Washington State graduates high school with a pathway to success. And Cairo Radio's Hannah Scott talked with the person in charge.
Ernest Henderson is the statewide director for high school programs for Treehouse.
Primary goal is to help youth and foster graduate high school on time, and if not on time, as quick, you know, still achieve graduation. And a secondary goal is to allow them to experience their teen years on par with their peers.
In other words, live a normal high school existence, the same as a kid from a traditional family. It matters, and Ernest knows firsthand just how much.
I spent a good deal of my childhood in and out of foster care. I can count at least 9 foster homes I was in, but it started at a very young age, so I'm not entirely sure. We're constantly moving from home to home, from city to city, and I struggled academically. I struggled behaviorally. My attendance was terrible. I was one of the very, very few lucky ones from my generation to graduate on time and to go on and to graduate from college. And even finish graduate school, which is such a small percentage of foster care alumni. And so, you know, that helped me form what I wanted to do or decide what I wanted to do professionally, which is spend my life serving that marginalized population, helping them overcome the barriers that I faced. And I have a very intimate understanding of that.
He says his own experience has made him resilient.
It really built me into a person that is willing to continue to work towards things, no matter how many times I fail. And I think a lot of the youth that I work with develop that same grit, that same stick-to-itiveness, just finding a way to make things happen.
But that's not to take away from just how difficult it was growing up in foster care.
Yeah, I've spent 25 years working with marginalized populations in schools, both in schools and in nonprofits. I just want to help youth succeed. I want to help youth that struggle to overcome the enormous barriers that poverty and foster care and marginalization create. And those are economic. Those are the cases of disproportionate discipline for youth in poverty and youth of color. All these things that we face in school, you know.
And there are other challenges.
One of the things that I learned in school I was held to the same standard as my peers who went home to 2 parents and to a meal every night and, you know, knew where they were sleeping, which wasn't always the case for me or the youth that I worked with. They experienced those same things.
So for kids in the Treehouse program,
we utilize some of the laws and rules and regulations that benefit our youth. Teachers are required to allow our youth a little more flexibility to take courses, not necessarily let them get by without doing the work. They just need more flexibility sometimes. They're not held to some standards around things like if they move schools and they have a fine from their own school, their former school can withhold records. With youth in foster care, they can't do that. Now, I knew that because I experienced those things as a youth in foster care. So I was able to implement that in the program that we use at Treehouse and reinforce a lot of the programs that were already there. My experience informs my work on a daily basis, for sure.
The graduation success program ensures kids in foster care don't fall through the cracks educationally and feel they have a future worth fighting for that looks different than what they might have at the moment.
Graduation success, our direct service staff are called education specialists. They work in high schools directly with youth. They carry a caseload of around 20 to 25 youth. They meet with those youth at least once a week, oftentimes several times a week. They provide 2 programs. One's called Check and Connect. One is called Student-Centered Planning. Basically, what we're doing is working on discussions around attendance, behavior, course performance. We also do a lot of resource allocation and identifying resources. You know, I said earlier that we want our youth to experience high school on par with their peers, their non-foster care peers. And what that means is one of our youth is walking down the halls of a high school and they see one of their peers wearing a certain brand of jacket, and that's the popular brand in the school. We want to make sure our kid has something similar. If a young lady wants to join drama or the basketball team, we make sure they have the proper equipment and all the fees paid, and we help negotiate transportation. We want them to experience high school in the way that they deserve to. We find that, one, they deserve this, but two, that every one of those things that we can provide increases their chances of graduating high school.
He admits it's been particularly challenging for some during the pandemic.
A lot of our youth did struggle because, you know, their support systems, their social systems are in person at schools, and definitely during the first year of the pandemic.
And while some of the students he works with are struggling, it's not true for all of them.
And we did find that with some of our youth, they were able to be more focused if they had the proper supports, both online from their school and from their caregivers at home.
While Ernest uses his work life to give back to kids growing up with the same challenges he faced, he takes it a step further.
My wife and I also fostered several kids. Over the years, we even adopted one of those youth.
And that has meant everything to him. And though they've paused to have their own family.
When our own children started to get into their teens in high school and heading off to college, we wanted to be able to support them in a way that we weren't when we were doing foster care. So for now, we're taking that hiatus from doing that work, but we plan on going back to it later.
As for why the rest of us should care about a foster child's ability to graduate high school.
Every youth that doesn't graduate high school on time is more likely to experience drug addiction, mental health issues, incarceration, utilization of welfare resources. And every youth that does graduate is far less likely to do that. And so, you know, every one of our youth that graduate that might not have is most likely to become less of a burden on society and more of a benefit to society than they would have been.
And your donation, no matter the size, can help give that kid the extra hope and drive they need to get through a difficult holiday season.
I would say there were more often than not, I did not get a significant gift at a holiday when I was a youth. And it was very, very hard to overcome. My grades usually went down during the holiday season. A lot of our youth that do not get holiday magic services or do not get trio services experience the same thing. I think that just those simple gifts, those engagement with someone who is willing to help them will really just help them improve their academic performance, their behavioral performance.
And stay on that pathway to graduation success.
Carrier's Hannah Scott, and thank you to those of you who've donated. We got a note from Amy who said she just started supporting Treehouse. She's a teacher. She's had students and their foster families who really benefited from Treehouse's services. Donna has been a supporter for more than 10 years. She says, I tutored a couple of youth who were in the foster system and learned about the challenges to have a stable home environment and loving adults to care for them. I saw the amazing people who willingly take them into their home but struggle with issues when they do that. I just want to make it a little easier for all of them. Here's one from Anonymous. When I lived in Washington, I volunteered at Treehouse because I wanted to be a part of their mission to level the playing field for foster kids. Treehouse has ambitious, well-thought-out goals for the services they provide. They're great stewards of the funds they receive, and they do it all with heart. So go to MyNorthwest.com. You can just Google Cairo Treehouse, too, and it'll come up. Read some of the stories and then make your decision, but I hope you'll decide to do what we've done.